Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We start off with news on a special double feature at the Murphy Theater in Wilmington, Ohio. Join us for a special Halloween night screening of Honey Spider on Friday, October 31st at the historic Murphy Theater, 50 West Main Street in Wilmington, Ohio. We're doing a horror night double feature of Honey Spider and the Rocky Horror Picture Show with a live shadow cast from The Dayton Affair. Also in attendance will be the cast from director Josh Hastie's haunted attraction, Scare Down. We'll be giving away all kinds of prizes and treats while they last. What better way to celebrate the best night of the year? Thanks again to everyone for all their support. We hope you enjoy the flicks. Visit HoneySpiderMovie.com, DaytonAffair.org, or TheMurphyTheater.org for more info. We have this news from the Texas Frightmare Weekend. We're announcing none other than Bubba Hotep himself, Bob Ivey, who is joining our May 1st through the 3rd 2015 guest list. Bob has worked extensively as a stunt person for many years on films like Phantasm 3, John Dies at the End, Nash Bridges, Near Dark, and more. However, he's best known for portraying the title character in Don Coscarelli's Bubba Hotep. Bob also directed the 1991 film Dark Rider starring Joe Estevez. For a more complete guest list and more, visit www.texasfrightmareweekend.com. We have this news from author Mark Zahn. Minnesota author Mark Zahn has recently published his first full-length book of poetry entitled King Pumpkin. Centering around the holiday of Halloween, King Pumpkin delves deep into the memories of his youth in Iowa, particularly those having to do with October 31st. The book also contains many spookily charming illustrations by renowned Minnesota artist Katie Aguado. A spooky book filled with a host of unusual characters, as well as a ghouls denizens of ghosts, goblins, and creepy crawlies, Zahn's book of poetry is fit for all ages, from the young to the young at heart. My first novel, Earned Rum, was directed more towards grown-ups, said the author. I really wanted to publish something that was suitable for kids, yet still had some appeal to adults. To that end, some of the poetry in King Pumpkin is whimsical and downright silly, while other poems are a bit darker and more challenging. For those looking for a bit of spooky reading this haunting season, Zahn says King Pumpkin can easily be found in both digital ebook and physical paperback formats for those who enjoy reading books the old-fashioned way. This book was a labor of love, says Zahn, but I wouldn't trade my Halloween memories as a small-town kid for anything. Copies of the book can be purchased at www.createspace.com/480-6988, and the ebook version can be found for $2.99 by searching King Pumpkin or the author's name on Amazon. We have this news regarding the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas. What's this? An early Christmas surprise? We can't believe our eyes. We must be dreaming. No trick here, only a treat. The Nightmare Before Christmas is coming back to theaters for just a short time this fall, starting on Halloween night, October 31st, and followed up by additional showings on November 2nd and November 5th, you'll be able to find your favorite spooky holiday hybrid musical adventure showing on the big screen once again in 212 AMC and Cinemark locations across the U.S. This is a limited engagement, so you'll want to act fast and get your tickets soon. To get advanced tickets at AMC Cinemas, visit www.amctheaters.com, or for Cinemark Theaters, visit www.cinemark.com. We have this news on a possible film about the Krampus from Kevin Smith. According to an article from Fangoria.com, Kevin Smith is continuing his commitment to horror by following Tusk with the holiday horror flick Anti-Claws. Cast information has come down along with a look at monster concept art. XYZ Films has announced it has picked up all international sales rights to Anti-Claws, a Christmas chiller that will star Tusk cast members Justin Long, Haley Joel Osment, Genesis Rodriguez, and Michael Parks. Jordan Monsanto, Andy McElfrish, and Jennifer Schwalbach will be producer for Smith's SM Modcast Pictures, and Jason Mewes is the executive producer. Robert Kurtzman and his Creature Corps will also return from Tusk to create the movie's villain, the child-devouring Krampus of European folk legend. In America, we're taught that nice kids get presents from Santa and naughty kids get coal, Smith says. But in countries like Germany, Austria, Bavaria, Romania, and Hungary, Christmas is more metal than merry. St. Nicholas brings a sack full of toys for good kids, and the Krampus carries an empty bag for taking away the bad kids. I want to see that Christmas movie, so rather than wait for it, we'll make it instead. When I was a kid, if they wanted to make a Christmas horror movie, they'd stick an axe in Santa's hands, he continues. In Anti-Claws, we leave Santa alone and creep with the Krampus through twisted tales of holly jolly murder, desire, desperation, and despair, just in time for the holiday season. The film began shooting in September. We have this update from The Walking Dead. AMC has announced that it has renewed The Walking Dead, the number one show on television among adults 18 to 49 for the last 2 years, and most highly rated show in cable television history, for a sixth season. Thank you to Robert Kirkman, Scott Gimple, the terrific executive producers, and the entire team who brings this compelling world and these rich characters to life. There's plenty more Dead ahead thanks to their impressive collective effort. Social media activity and interest around The Walking Dead is up significantly from the same period a year ago. For several weeks leading up to the Season 5 premiere, the show has been number one in digital engagement for all returning fall cable series, as measured by the Listen First digital audience rating system. The show's social media following and fan engagement are at an all-time high, with more than 30 million Facebook fans and 2.7 million Twitter followers, while video views of scenes and trailers for this season are well outpacing last year's results. For Season 6, Scott Gimple will return as the series showrunner and executive producer, along with executive producers Robert Kirkman, Gail Ann Hurd, David Alpert, Greg Nicotero, and Tom Luce. AMC also recently announced that it has ordered a pilot for a potential companion series to The Walking Dead, based on a new story and new characters from Robert Kirkman. We have this news on the adventure comic, Five Ghosts. According to BloodyDisgusting.com, Sci-Fi has announced the pulpy adventure comic Five Ghosts is in development as a TV series to be produced by Universal Cable Productions, Black Mask Studios, and Bender Spink. Five Ghosts is an ongoing comic book series created by writers Frank J. Barbieri and illustrator Chris Mooneyham. The pilot is being written by Evan Daughtry, based on the critically acclaimed comic series about a 1930s-era treasure hunter possessed by five literary ghosts, Merlin, Robin Hood, Sherlock Holmes, Musashi, and Dracula, whose unique abilities he can draw on during his adventures. The series will be executive produced by Bender Spink and Black Mask. Black Mask Matt Pizzolo and Brent Gurewitz will co-produce with Bender Spink's executive producer Chris Bender, Jake Weiner, and Jake Wagner. We have this from the New York City Horror Film Festival in New York City. Established by Moodude Films CEO, producer-director Michael J. Hine in 2001, the New York City Horror Film Festival is a week-long event that takes place each November at venues throughout New York City. The NYCHFF has grown to be a world-recognized event with industry, filmmakers, and press attention from around the globe. The Hine family is committed to keeping the festival alive in memory of the truly missed and loved founder Michael J. Hine. The festival is competitive, screening approximately 50 to 60 films each year. Awards are given in the following categories: Best Director, Best Feature Film, Best Short Film, Best Special Effects, Best Cinematography, Best Sound Design, Best Actor, Best Actress, and Audience Choice. For more information, including a list of films and venues, visit nychorrorfest.com. We have this news on a special screening of Ghostbusters in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters! The Ghostbusters are back on the big screen to celebrate their 30th anniversary. Join us to watch the digitally remastered movie at the Colossus Theater, 3555 Highway 7 West, Vaughan, Ontario, on October 30th, starting at 7 p.m. or 7:30 p.m. Two show times are available. All proceeds will be donated to the Sick Kids Foundation. Watch a great movie and support a great cause. Doors open 30 minutes before each show for general admission seating, so come early for the best seats. Show the world that you ain't afraid of no ghost and support the Sick Kids Foundation at the same time. Meet a Ghostbuster and the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, as members from the Ontario Ghostbusters are scheduled to appear. You can see a real proton pack in action and get a picture with this Ghostbuster. Our giant 9-foot Stay Puft Marshmallow Man will also be on site. To get your tickets in advance, go to TicketLeap.com and search for Ghostbusters 30th. We have this update from the Phoenix Fear Con in Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix Fear Con 6 Horror Convention and Film Festival, feeding the fear in Arizona since 2006, November 1st and 2nd, taking over the Fear Farm, 99th Avenue, and McDowell. Our awesome guests include Kyla Kennedy from The Walking Dead, Ken Forey from Dawn of the Dead, Devi Roshan, the Scream Queen, Tiffany Shepis, Scott Tepperman, Mark Torgel from The Toxic Avenger, Fred Williamson from Dusk Till Dawn, Jennifer Lynn Warren, Oliver Robbins, Jim O'Rear, Theotis Crane from The Walking Dead, Marquise Kisan Moore from The Walking Dead, John Brightman, a ghost hunter, and many, many more to come. The TARDIS and all its glory will be there too. Lots of entertainment, panel discussions, film screenings, an artist alley featuring Tom Dead Stuff, food trucks, zombie paintball, Predators, Umbrella Corporation, Cops, Paranormal Investigations, the Arizona Desert Destroyers. Saturday Night Live concert featuring Hardwire, Sarah Mayhem, and Epitaph Romance, plus lots more. Get your tickets now at phoenixfearcon.com/box-office. We have this news from the Disturbia Haunted House in Huntsville, Alabama. Just a reminder, Disturbia will live again in an all-new project scheduled to open in September 2015. We're taking our time and doing everything right and not rushing it. I will tell you, it's in a new location and will be even bigger. Watch for the big announcement, and I promise you that you will be rewarded for your patience. Also, we're opening a Christmas event this November called Santaland for all you Christmas people out there. This is the place for families. Fan page Santaland and watch for prizes, and who knows, we may even get Santa to announce the new location. For more information, go to facebook.com/Disturbia Haunted Attraction. We have this news from our friend RJ Hattie from the show Face Off. Total Insanity Haunt Park in Hudson, Texas is pleased to announce the 2-day special makeup FX class with RJ Hattie on November 15th and 16th. Come learn techniques and special FX makeup, doing 3D transfer prosthetics by sculpting, molding, painting, applying, and blending, and you'll get to keep your mold to take home and make more. Also, learn to do first, second, and third degree burn FX makeup. All supplies included in this 2-day class taught by RJ Hattie, Season 2 runner-up and fan favorite, and returning veteran on Season 5 of Face Off on the Sci-Fi Channel. For this 2-day workshop, the cost is only $300 and is limited to 20 people. No experience is necessary, just a willingness to learn. Proceeds will benefit the Hudson, Texas Volunteer Fire Department. Direct all inquiries to Mike Stevens or call 936-674-6926 and leave a message. Companies interested in donating door prizes or material to put in grab bags, please contact him to get involved. For more information on the Total Insanity Haunt Park, visit facebook.com/HAFAKER. We have this news on the Toronto Horrorama. Halloween weekend gets a horrific jolt this year with Toronto's inaugural Horrorama, a fan convention created especially for horror film enthusiasts. The hub of activity Saturday, November 1st and Sunday, November 2nd, will be at 99 Sudbury in West Toronto. Zombies, vampires, and werewolves. Join cinematic monsters of every other description for this two-day celebration. Presented by Fangoria Magazine and Suspect Video, the convention features guest stars, frightfully appropriate vendors, a film screening, and a party. Newbies are welcome. Event organizer Chris Alexander, a.k.a. Fangoria's editor-in-chief, describes Horrorama as a much-needed alternative to Fan Expo, where horror fans are just a small component forced to mingle with guys in Aquaman suits. Not that horror fans are antisocial, they just need a celebration of their own, one that Alexander is readily crafting in partner with Suspect Video proprietor Luis Cerise. Plans are to deliver the kind of convention that we as fans would like to attend, comments Alexander. He declares horror as the pop culture zeitgeist. In his vision, Horrorama is a smaller, more bohemian niche celebration. Alexander knows his audience and is prepared to deliver exactly what they are looking to experience. They want the visceral thrill. They want to feel close to darkness, to their own mortality, but they don't want to fully immerse themselves in anything violent or horrible. As a self-confessed film geek, Alexander gives Saturday night over to the showing of Dario Argento's 1977 horror thriller Suspiria at the Review Cinema. Attending the screening is one of the film's stars, sultry Italian Barbara Magnolfi. A post-screening party, Retro Mortis 3.0, blasts into 3030 Dundas West with several horror film celebrities in attendance. If you are a diehard horror fan, a curious observer, or a Halloween junkie looking to party all weekend, Horrorama promises to deliver something dark and delicious. Tickets for the event, including an all-inclusive swag-laden VIP package, can be purchased via the Horrorama website, www.HorrorRamaCanada.com. And finally, we have this sad news from the Chambers of Horror in Middletown, Ohio. A collection of props, decorations, and custom-made scare tactics will no longer play on the fears of customers after Halloween. For 35 years, the Chambers of Horror in Middleton has been the furthest thing from a nightmare for owner Ed Short. "This is my kind of dream, to make it big in the haunted industry," says Short. More than 30 rooms fill the space inside the Chambers of Horror's home off South University Boulevard. Every room is uniquely designed to give customers the biggest scare at the cheapest price. But Short says the growing number of haunted attractions and the dwindling customers are forcing him to close the doors after this year. In 2013, Short was not sure he'd be open to Chamber of Horrors for one more year. 2 months after that Halloween, Short was able to strike a deal to lease out the space for the haunted attraction's last scare. Many of the items Short and his staff have collected for the Chambers of Horror are expected to be sold in November to help cover expenses. The Chambers of Horror is located at 1601 South University Boulevard in Middletown. The haunted house is open Fridays from sunset until midnight and Saturday from sunset until 1 a.m. Admission is $13 a person. Customers can skip the line for $18 with a VIP pass. For more information, go to facebook.com/thechambersofhorror. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with veteran actor Casper Van Dien and was recorded at Crystal Coast Con in Cape Carteret, North Carolina in October 2014. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here, live Crystal Coast Con down here in Cape Carteret, North Carolina, talking to all the big-name stars, hanging out with all the cool kids, and you know how we do these things for this show. And I got one right here, big name star. If you like movies like Starship Trooper, if you liked Sleepy Hollow, if you like lots of cool stuff, my personal favorite, Dracula 3000. Oh, he's cringing when I say that. Mr. Casper Van Dien, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Great. How has the con been treating you so far? I mean, earlier today there was a line of people out here waiting to get your autograph. We got a little downtime, so I thought I'd sneak in and chat with you.
Well, it's there's good Southern hospitality, as you and I were speaking about just off mic, but it's ever present down here, and I appreciate it.
What has been kind of the big thing that people have been asking questions about various movie roles? I'm assuming, just off, you know, based on your career, it's probably something like Starship Troopers, being this is a sci-fi con.
Yeah, a lot of Starship Troopers questions. I had a couple people asking me about Mortal Kombat, because I did the Mortal Kombat Legacy 2 series, and we're doing the third one coming up. So,
oh, there is a third.
Yeah, cool. We're going to do it. I'm going to be Johnny Cage again, so that was a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to that. And then there a lot of people asking me what I'm doing right now. I've just finished a movie called Star Raiders, and I'm doing one right now called Isra 88 with Sean Mayer from Firefly Serenity.
Sure.
He and I are doing that, and that's pretty awesome script, and I'm excited about that one, too.
Star Raiders wouldn't be based on the old Atari 2600 game, would it?
No, that would have been funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would have been. I mean, you know that the whole thing is they always try to go back and find some obscure thing to bring back, whether it's a novel or whether it's an old TV show to make a big movie out of. But there was a very popular game back in the early 80s, Star Raiders.
I remember it. I'm from back then. I'm like, I come from back then. Star Raiders is kind of like a Flash Gordon meets Serenity.
Oh, very nice. Is it going to kind of have that, like, over-the-top 50s kind of vibe to it?
It has some of that.
It sounds like it is when you've got, like, you know, a title like Star Raiders or something like that. So
it was a lot of fun to make.
Very cool. What was it like working on the cast of, you know, a thing like, excuse me there, of Starship Troopers?
Starship Troopers was, an amazing experience. I was working on this huge movie. I was 27, and it just was so over the top.
You don't look a day over 32 right now.
You know, you're very kind. I'm 45. I had a blast doing that, and I'm still having a blast in this business. It's been very good to me, and I get to do these cons and meet fans and people that love movies just as much as I do, and it's always fascinating and exciting to do. So, it's, you know, I'm very blessed I get to do what I love.
Is there anything that someone has brought to you since you've been doing the con circuit that you just looked at and was like, wow, I didn't even know this existed, whether it was an odd poster or an odd type of prop from one of your movies?
Yeah, there's different things that people bring. Somebody here today brought in an action figure that he made of me in Starship Troopers, and he put up the backing of it, and he had it in plastic, and it looked real. That's interesting. People just come up with creative things and different things. I've had people come with stickers, buttons, tattoos. People always give me the Death from Above tattoo, the ones you can put on your arm.
Sure. Ever seen somebody with a real one on their arm?
I got a story. I did a film a couple years ago, and one of the guys asked me if I'd take a picture with his son, who was a Marine who was our transpo guy, and he had lost both his legs in the war. Over in Afghanistan, and in his father, his father said to me, the last thing that Marine remembered seeing was his best friend pull him out, who had the real tattoo. He remembered seeing it on his arm, on his friend's arm.
Wow!
And so, like, the two of us, we got it. The makeup artist made the decals. We put them on our arms, and we took a picture and sent it to his buddy, the one that saved him. It was the guy that saved his life. He said,
"Wow."
That was a little overwhelming.
I can imagine there's a little power emotion on that.
Yeah, it was really hard not to cry.
So what have you got coming?
And when I came here, when I came here, a Marine comes up to me and goes, "We know who you are here," and handed me a challenge coin. I was told if they come and they ask me about this Semper Fi challenge coin, that if I didn't have it on me, I'd have to do 10 push-ups. Not that I'm afraid of the 10 push-ups, but I didn't want to get rid of it anyhow.
You look like you could probably do 10 push-ups right now. You look like you could probably do about 10,000, actually.
So. I could do a lot of push-ups, but But this was just an honor. This is coming down here. You see this, and you come into Marine Town like this. And
so all you Marines out there going to a con where Casper Van Dien's going to be, ask him about the coin. He better have it on him. You know, you are only about 20 minutes from one of the larger Marine bases in the town, and there's probably three within a hundred. Three within about 90 minutes of here, so.
Well, if you do this before we leave, they should come out, because I love Marines. My grandfather was a Marine. My dad was in the Navy, and I love every opportunity I get to portray one of the men in the service in my films, because I try to do it in the best way of, you know, I try to honor them, and they give me, their service gives me affords me the opportunity to do what I love, and I am very appreciative of that. So.
Do you feel that camaraderie having played servicemen in the past?
I love, well, you know, I grew up in uniforms because my dad was in the military and he taught it, and so I had pictures of me in uniforms. I went away to military school when I went to military high school. I went to Admiral Farragut Academy in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, okay.
And then I was going to go and, take military scholarships in university and then go into service, but then I just thought I'd give acting a shot and see if it worked out.
You caught the bug, so to speak.
Yeah, the acting bug. I thought I'd give that a shot, and if it didn't work out, I'd go back and try my hat at the other thing. So, but it's so far, I've been lucky, knock on wood.
So what have you got coming down the pike? You talked about the Star Raiders movie and Ezra 88.
And Mortal Kombat 3. I have a lot of stuff. I finished a couple films last year, too, so I have a whole bunch of stuff coming out. So...
staying busy.
I am very busy.
And yet still taking the time to come to cons and meet and greet with all the fans.
I love it. Wouldn't change it.
And you can't argue with that. A great career. Mr. Casper Van Dien, I wish you best.
Thank you.
Nothing but success on all the upcoming films and everything. If there's a website or social media where fans can maybe check out upcoming con appearances, find out your schedule and everything Casper Van Dien, how can they find that out?
I'm at Casper Van Dien on Twitter. I'm
Verified?
Yep, verified. Excellent. Casper Van Dien on Instagram. Yeah, I have the blue check. And then I'm on Instagram as Casper Van Dien, and I'm on Facebook, the official page, Casper Van Dien. So.
Do you answer it yourself, or do you have people doing that?
I'm the only people. Yeah, I do a lot of it. I'm really active in it. I love it. I have a lot of fun with my fans. The good thing about fans is they're just supporting, want to know about your career, and they want to talk about it. So it's fun.
Excellent. Well, again, I wish you nothing but success. Thank you so very much for taking the time to speak to us at the Big Scary Show here at Crystal Coast Con down here in beautiful Cape Carteret, North Carolina, just down the road from the military bases. And we are out.
Big Scary Show.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at bigscaryshow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.